My brothers and sisters in Christ, we continue to hear this explanation that Jesus gives to the Jews who are angry with him. Again, I draw our attention to the fact that in the midst of such persecution and such tension, that Jesus is quite patient. It's an important disposition on the part of our Lord that we should pay attention to. That it's very easy for us, for instance, when we're angry or when tension is high, to strike back. If somebody is striking at us, to strike back. But Jesus shows us very powerfully how to react in these situations with patience, praying for your persecutors, bearing patiently with those who are opposed to you, those who are attacking you. Those who want to put you to death. Jesus is showing us his patience, and he does it especially by explaining that his testimony, what he has to say to us, is really backed up by powerful witnesses. He gives several of them in here. If a person wants to, any person in the world wants to go against our Lord and attack him or say that his testimony isn't true, they have to go through these proofs that Jesus gives. First of all, John the Baptist. You have to go and disprove John the Baptist and his witness if you want to disprove Christ, because John the Baptist pointed at him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And Jesus also mentions his own Father. "Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. You have never heard his voice, but God the Father's voice was heard. Behold, this is my beloved Son." And so people heard that voice. What else? It's the works that Jesus did. They testify in his behalf. They're not just acts that are just interesting. They actually testify to the fact that Jesus is who he says he is, the Son of God. Additionally, the scriptures, he goes on to say, "Moses wrote about me." So we have all of these proofs that are as solid as rock for why we should trust in Christ in the midst of persecution, in the midst of these frustrations. And so we should do all that we can in the midst of those experiences, especially during the Lenten season when we're fasting, we're praying, to deepen our faith and our trust in that rock, which is Jesus himself, the cornerstone of our faith. He is so trustworthy. He's imploring on our behalf that God would have favor on us, that he would give us that ability to respond to what he is saying and trust in him wholeheartedly, without hesitation, to give up everything else so as to follow him. He's trustworthy in these difficult situations. He'll be trustworthy when he literally takes up his cross and dies, that we should go with him. We should not be afraid. So let's pray for that grace to do that, to be firm in Christ and to trust him, stay as close as we can to him, to be in communion with him, Jesus himself, who gives us his heart in this Holy Eucharist. So let's prepare our hearts to receive him now.